So if one took zeisim from a matan, a matan is a place that they would gather olives in order that they should soften up so they should be able to squeeze them and take out their oil from there. So you can eat from there. If you would take one at a time, dip it in salt, you're allowed to eat it. We know that salt is one of the things that's kaveya meiser, or at least salting, not just putting on a thing of salt. But that's dafka, the Rav says, if it's more than one, like two. But if it's just one and you're salting it, that's not a problem. Tiferes Yisrael actually learns differently. He actually says that this has nothing to do with one or two. He says that even if it's two, the malicha that's a problem is dafka malicha where it sits there a while, similar to marinating it. Masha'en kin here, you're just dipping it in salt. It's not a problem, even if it's more than one, derech arai. But we'll go with the Rav's shot that one olive with salt is not a problem. And lechar, that means no matter how long it sits in the salt. Im molach v'nosan lefon of chayev. However, if he salted it and put it in front of him, so the Rav learns that this sounds like and means that he's putting in front of him more than one, sees chayiv. I guess what that means is people don't normally serve in front of somebody just one thing in front of them. It's kind of like I have an uncle that plays funny jokes. One time with my brother, he put on a piece of plate, he was serving spaghetti. He put one piece of spaghetti on his plate as a joke. So it's something that you don't normally do. So Mistama, maybe that's what it means. If it's nos on the fun of, obviously there's more than one fig there, because you don't just put one fig in front of him. Rebbe Eliezer, Omer min ha-matan ha-tor chayv. Rebbe Eliezer says it depends. If it's from a matan where the olives are tahor, then your chayv take off maisus. The Rav explains that we're dealing with a person that's tameh himself. So if it's from a matan that's tahor, he's chayv. Why? Because since it's tahor, he's not going to be able to return any remnants, any leftovers. Because anything that it's in his hands and he touches, he's going to be making tame. So since he's not going to be returning anything, so there's more of a kfiyas, and he's chayiv. Umin ha-tame potter, b'bneishu machzer ha-samayser. But tame's potter because he's going to be able to return. Everything's tame, he's tame. He didn't add any tame to it, so he's going to be able to return the leftovers. And by the fact that he can return leftovers, he's machzer ha-samayser, he's potter because there's less of a kfiyas because he's taking and giving some back. And Taisi Sentiv says, even if he's tzarfon, even if he takes more than one at a time, this is Rabbi Eliezer's shita, that if he's going to return it, he's potter. And the Mishnah Rishon goes into how this works out with all the previous Mishnayos. If you want to look inside, it's a long piece on that.